Lock Haven Baptist Church. Church family, we're so glad that you are able to join us here in the pastor's study this evening. We're thankful that you have the opportunity to be with us. Could be that you're in a place that you didn't have internet. You could be in a place where these types of services are banned. So God has been good to us. He's allowed us this opportunity on this Wednesday evening time to spend time together. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer here in a minute, and then I'm going to try to cue up a song here from a special guest of mine. And I'll tell you more about him here in a minute. I think many of you will probably recognize his voice. I talked with him today, and he told me it'd be okay that if we were to play a few of these, he wouldn't mind it at all. Let's join our hearts together in prayer, and then we will get into some more music. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for dying on the cross of Calvary, for saving our soul. Thank you, Lord, for the love of our church family, the love that you place in us, that agape love that comes from you. God, help us as a church to be focused on what you're doing in our midst right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've talked with Brother Kurt LeBeau today. Be in prayer for him. You know, he is an evangelist. And during this difficult time that we find our nation in, with churches not having meetings and stuff, his way of living and making a living is kind of stifled there a little bit. But God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and he'll take care of Brother LeBeau. But y'all listen as Brother LeBeau sings, "He Did Run Well."
Jesus died.
wonderful song, He Did Run Well. And I hope we all will have that testimony. Looking forward to hearing those words from our Lord and Savior. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. We're going to go into our prayer time right now. And so if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, go ahead and type them in the comment section there. I'll try to announce them as I see it. We'll see what y'all add that we can pray about. This is a wonderful time that we can be intercession prayer warriors on behalf of our church family, each other, our city, our country, and the world. There's a lot going on this next week or two with decisions that's going to be made, and so let's be in prayer with them. Let's see. Remember our church, our deacons, and all the ministries. The press that we're praying about, we need God's direction and guidance as He leads Brother Paul and Brother Chase and locating one that we could use, that we can get back to printing the scriptures and getting them out to our missionaries. The unspoken request that our church family has, Sister Lois said, pray for India. Brother Jill says, Sister Jill's shoulder there. Our missionaries, we certainly need to be praying for our missionaries, and we're grateful and thankful that we as a church was able to send them their financial support, and we'll continue to do so, and we're glad that God is blessed in a way that we can. But there may be some other churches that are not as fortunate, that doesn't have as mature giving and loving church family, or maybe not even the capability of giving it to them or getting it to the church for whatever reason. So I'm thankful for the church and all of y'all that are sending, mailing in your tithes and offerings, or either bringing it by and dropping it underneath the door, or putting it at your bank through bill pay. However you're doing it, because of your giving, we're able to take care of our missionary families, and that is important. Continue to pray for Brother Jim and his mom and Brother David Bedell as they care for her. She's still in hospice and looking to go home to be with the Lord. Certainly be in prayer about that. And then those that are on our cancer list and the medical list, many are on our medical list. So add those prayer requests there as we see them. Yes, remember Sister Swagman, her sister passed away yesterday and over in Oregon. And so it's a difficult time for her, especially not being able to go over and be with family. So we're looking to God to comfort Sister Jackie and to help the family during the loss of Sister Jackie's sister. Remember Haley up in New York. They moved her out of the ICU unit, and she's actually in the ER unit now. So be in prayer for her. Those that are away, Miss Jenna, she's at training up at Bethesda and so in Maryland. So be in prayer for her as well. And all the other ones that you see there. So let's go, Lord, in prayer. And then we're going to try to cue up another song by Brother LeBeau and see if we cannot get him to bless our heart again here tonight. So let's go to Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to pray. Lord, we do know that you are God answering a prayer. You answer our prayers and you hear our prayers. God, help us to be clean vessels. Help us, Lord, there be nothing in between us and you, between each other. Lord, as we pray on behalf of our church family, our city, in our nation and the world. God, a lot of decisions are going to be made in the next week or so. We pray, God, that you'd please give guidance and wisdom. Help our mayors, our governors, and our president, Lord, as they lead our nation through this pandemic that we're in. We do ask for our church family. Lord, no one as of yet has been sick from this virus. So I pray, God, you'd continue to place a hedge of protection around our church family. And Lord, soon as the health people and decide that we can come back together, I pray, Lord, that our church family would run back to the house of God and be found faithful in the doors and in the sanctuary, Lord, worshiping together. But until then, God, bless our time together. I pray, God, that you'd help the internet, Lord, that it would not be going in and out with some of our members. I'm sure there's an overload of folks on the internet during this time. And so, God, I ask you that you would allow our small time together to be clear and not choppy and not lagging. But, Lord, we need your help in that. And, Lord, we ask you tonight, bless our heart as we look to you for just a little bit of encouragement during this midweek time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here, listen to Brother LeBeau as he sings for us The Empty Chair.
There's an empty chair in a little church where we used to sit, hear the words of life. But he left it all. But he left it all to go.
beautiful song. I sure do love my friendship with Brother LeBeau and his precious wife, and looking forward to time that we can actually have them back here to the house of God and maybe sing and preach for us. You know, we have them every anniversary timed in November, but maybe his calendar got a little out of whack and we can have him back before then. Take your Bibles, if you would, Luke chapter number 9. Luke chapter number 9 this morning, this afternoon, Luke chapter number 9 and verse number 62. We're going to look at a verse that we have actually looked at before. This verse, actually, Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. So some of you that keep notes or maybe write in your Bibles there, you may have noticed that we've looked at this one before. Some of it's going to be a little bit of repeat, but I've added some things and some thoughts to it. I was out at Bull Creek out a couple of days ago. I went out in the evening time just to walk around in the swamp. I got out there in the late afternoon, and I was walking around, and looking back, I had seen where I had a deer stand put up, and I was looking backwards as I walked forward. Now, that's never a good idea when you're in the swamp. And I tripped over a cypress knee and fell on top of some palmetto bushes and twisted my leg a little bit. And this verse immediately popped to my head. And so I wanted to come back and look at it, and I think it's going to be a help to you tonight. It's a help to me as I pondered and looked over it. The Bible says, "And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." You know, looking back hinders forward progress, for sure. You think about runners that run races, and sometimes they begin to look backwards at the crowd or the group behind them or the racer behind them. And many times it slows them down because they're concentrating more on behind than that which is forward. But, you know, also I was thinking about this during this time that we're in. A lot of us are probably looking back and it's bringing a little bit of depression into our lives. We think about how it was. We were in school. We were starting, you know, soccer or softball or baseball, whatever it may be. Some of you may have just got promoted, maybe just got a new job. You wasn't even working there yet. And then all of a sudden now you're furloughed. You're sent home. You're trying to figure out this unemployment situation that we find ourselves in. I know it's easy to get aggravated and frustrated at, but whenever so many people go to sign in, and I'm not trying to make excuses for our state unemployment system. This is not our governor's fault. He was voted in to be our governor, and this is the system that we had as a state, and it was never meant to have so many people signing in at one time. It was not, and it can be frustrating. I pray that they'll get this thing fixed and get it up and running, and everybody that is not able to sign on and get through it. But this is not just a problem here in the state of Florida. This is a problem all over. But it can cause depression. I mean, you're looking back and you're thinking about maybe you had a birthday party planned. My daughter told me one of her friends that was scheduled to get married here soon has had to reschedule the wedding. And, you know, you're looking back and it can bring depression into your life. You know, looking back, to be quite honest, will bring defeat into our lives. So tonight, I want to encourage you just for a little bit that as we look at this verse and we spend a little time together, that you keep your eyes forward, set your eyes on things above, look to Christ, look to God, look forward during this time. during this time when you're at home, there's a lot of time to ponder and sit around and to think and to look at what's happened in your life or has happened in your life. And it's a lot of time that old Slewfoot, the devil, can come whispering in your ear and begin to remind you of just how sinful you were in the past. And let me just encourage you, don't look back at sins that have been already forgiven. Do not go re-digging up all of these things that are in the past. Listen, John 1 verses 7 through 9 guarantees forgiveness of all sins and iniquities if we're faithful and just to ask for forgiveness. And when we do ask for forgiveness, God takes them and He washes them away. Take your Bibles, if you would, and flip over to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 103. The first thought I want you to think about is don't look back at sins that have been forgiven. Because this is the time whenever the devil's going to bring them up. This is the time whenever you're sitting there and your own conscience is going to bring them up, and you're trying to focus on good things and think on just things and pure things. And here comes these thoughts flooding in your mind about just how sinful you are. Or here's one that it happens to me quite often. Sometimes the old devil whispers in my ear and says, you know, this is a good belief, and it's good for others, but it simply is not good for you, Lane. It really isn't. You were a sinful, sinful person. You were very wicked there, and so don't allow that thought to come into your mind. Psalms chapter 103, we're going to read quite a bit of this chapter because I think it will help us understand this thought, and it's better that God's Word encourage you during this time than me, in my opinion. So let's look here in Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And I certainly hope you're doing that. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Well, that's a good verse, isn't it? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. Verse 10. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins, because if we got what we rightly deserve, dear friend, if He dealt with us according and rewarded us according to our iniquities, dear friend, in hell we'd lift up our eyes. The Bible says here, verse 10, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. Dear friend, do not look back at sins that are already forgiven. You are telling God that He is not powerful enough to forgive your sins. He forgives you, He forgets them. Satan, the old accuser of the brethren, brings them up. He casts them as far as the east is from the west. Our God has put away all sins that we have been faithful to ask for forgiveness. Now, just as a pause, just for a moment, if you have sin in your heart, listen, He will not hear us. If we behold sin in our heart, God's not going to hear us. Psalm 66:18. You're going to need to go to God and seek forgiveness. What better time than now when you're alone and whenever these thoughts or reminders of sin that's come up into your life and the old slewfoot's reminding you, the devil's reminding you just how wicked you are and you have not confessed them to the Lord and you have not asked for forgiveness, why not now? What are we putting it off for? Get our hearts and lives right with God so that we can look forward to the great things that God has prepared for us. And so, number one, don't look back at the sins that have already been forgiven. Number two, don't look back at defeats that get you down. Don't look back at, listen, only those who never, ever, ever attempt to do anything are free from failing. Those who just sit around and hope something happens, they're free from failing. So don't just sit around looking back to, I was defeated in this. I wanted to do this, and I tried and set this goal, and I failed at that goal. Look with me in Psalms chapter number 37. Go back over to Psalms chapter number 37. And let's just see what God says about this. Psalms 37, verse number 23. Psalms chapter 37, verse number 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Praise God. Verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Dear friend, we as God's children, there's going to be failures in our life. But we got to keep pressing forward. We got to keep running forward. We got to lean into this life that we've been given. Well, I'd rather have a different life. Well, dear friend, God knows better than us, and he's given us the life that we've had, and we need to live it for Christ. Galatians 2:20 says, for the life I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so don't be looking back at the defeats that are constantly getting you down. Learn from them. Go past them and realize what the Bible says here, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and he delighteth his way, though he fall. God doesn't want you to fall, but he understands. Back over in Psalms 103, and just the verse where we stopped at, the next verse says, he remembers that we are but dust. He remembers that. And the Lord says, though he fall, he shall not utterly be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. When we fail and we falter, in our goals and what we've put out there to achieve, we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. And in due time, the Bible says, God will exalt us. Don't allow failing to make you a failure. You're not a failure. Though you fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. When you stop trying, you stop moving forward, then you become a failure. When you try to do new things and you try to think about when you first learned how to ride a bicycle and they took the training wheels off. Well, you thought you had it made. They had training wheels on there. You could go. You was running, going and going. They took the training wheels off. And before you know it, you're going to run into a bush. You fell over this way. You fell over that way. Dear friend, listen to me. You're not a failure. You will fall. You will have times in your life when you do not reach that goal, but get up, rise up again, and look toward God and say, God, I'm not going to look back at those defeats in my life that have that get me down, that bring that depression into my life. Don't look back at your sins that have been forgiven. Don't look back at the defeats that are there in your past. Look forward. Look forward. and press on towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Third thing, don't look back at the past and see it better than it really was. Sometimes, I don't know, we have some, our memory is not too good. Sometimes we look back there and we say, whoa, boy, it was so nice back then. It was so great during this time. Look with me in Ecclesiastes, if you would. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, if you would, this afternoon. Look what the Bible says here in Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. Boy, when I used to live so-and-so, it was great. It was awesome. It was wonderful. Boy, when I was a member at that church, it was wonderful. Boy, when we had that pastor, he was great. When we had that choir leader, it was wonderful. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Let's read that again. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Listen, Israel was in bondage for years and years and years in Egypt. I mean years. Finally, Moses comes along. He goes to Pharaoh, says to Pharaoh, Pharaoh, God says, let my people go. 10 plagues later, Pharaoh thrusts the nation of Israel out. Here they're out in the wilderness, and before you know it, after years of bondage, the nation of Israel saying, wow, boy, those garlics and leeks, them cucumbers, oh my, they forgot about the lashings. They forgot about the order that Pharaoh himself had given to the midwives of the nation of Israel to kill all the men children. I mean, they forgot about that. They forgot about having to make brick and build buildings and build statues and build the Pharaoh's wonderful monuments. Oh, but the garlics and the leeks. Would to God we would have died in Egypt. Huh. Let me tell you something, dear friend. Sometimes distance and years and time can sometimes, it must bring enchantments into our minds. And we think, boy, it sure was better when I was 18 years old. Well, I'm sure in some ways it was. But I'm going to tell you now, dear friend, if we took a good reckoning of when we were all 18 years old, and where we are now in our lives, we would see rarely quickly the good and the bad are about probably equal. But we get enchanted with the good and we think, wow, boy, it was this. And we look back and we think, man, it was much better then. I wish I was then. Different I would to God I was born whenever cowboys and Indians going around. I was riding around with the riflemen and I was shooting up pistols and things of that nature. But God didn't see fit for me to be born in those time frames. He's put me in 2020 and you in 2020 for such a time as this. And we need to understand something, dear friend. With God, now it is great. It is great. Because God is with us. He's there for us. And quit looking back and begin to think, you know, wow, if I was just then, if I just had that, if I just was in that situation again. Fance Havner said this, the present is never as good as it used to be. The present is never as good as it used to be. One great man said this, a great future beats a great past every time. Quit looking back at what you used to have. Listen, we do not have yesterday. We have today, right now, and tomorrow. Look forward. Keep your eyes on the cross. And understand, every day that we're in this body of flesh, every time the sun rises up, we're one day closer to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. One day closer. So don't look back. Don't put your hand to the plow and begin to look back at those sins that God's already forgiven you for. Don't look back at the defeats in your life and say, man, I tried to go this way and it was just a total failure. Thank God for the failure and learn from it and move on with your life and get closer to God. Run to God. Don't look back and say, wow, man, the past was much better. Yeah, it was greater back then in some instances, dear friend. But the fact of the matter is, we are here in the present with God. Our God's not dead. He's not dead in the past. He's now in the present, and we're moving forward into the future. And so we got a great job to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's another one. Don't look back at old conflicts that make you bitter. Don't look back. I mean, we got to get tired of this rehearsing old conflicts. Every time we look back at those conflicts, those arguments, those times where there was confrontation, dear friend, it just reopens wounds. It brings hurt afresh and rehash everything. And in our minds, we look back and dear friend, those conflicts. And before we know it, in our mind, we're in it arguing again. If we're not careful, sometimes we're so deep into that thought that if we're not careful, it can become vocal. I mean, we're sitting there alone by ourselves, and all of a sudden we're arguing again with that same person or that same difficult that's there. Those forgivenesses, we need to practice. We need to practice forgiving, looking to those and getting forward and spending time with God. And when those thoughts of those old conflicts come running back up, run to God. I'm not telling you can forget them. We're human. They're there. But you do not have to continue to rehash them in your life. Look to Christ. Listen. If we're not careful, this is where we're going to end up. When we keep looking backwards and we keep spending times looking at what has happened, what's going on in our life, we'll have this testimony. Well, I used to serve the Lord with all my heart. Well, I used to be a soul winner. I used to be sold out totally 100% for Christ. I used to give my all to my Bible study and devotion and scripture memory. Well, what happened? You're spending too much time in the past, in the future, looking back at those sins that have been forgiven, looking at those defeats where you have failed, and you're spending time moping around them and looking at the latter days as if they are better than what... How do you know that the latter days are better than what's going on tomorrow? You say, well, Pastor, the Bible says, evil men shall wax worse and worse. But it also says, my God shall never leave us nor forsake us. So who's more powerful? Evil men getting worse and worse, or God that will never leave us, who's the Almighty God of heaven? You're going to be a used to Christian when you need to be a now, forever, pressing on for Christ. What about today? What about tomorrow? Dear friend, let me tell you something. We better be careful. Look what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 12. Paul, the writer of Hebrews, gives us an exhortation in Hebrews chapter number 12. To do something. Hebrews chapter number 12, if you would, this afternoon. Hebrews chapter number 12, and look what it says in verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right-hand throne of God. So we got to quit looking at sins that have been forgiven. We got to quit looking at defeats in our past. We got to quit looking at the days gone by as if they're the greatest of all. I mean, is God dead? God's not dead, dear friend. I think better things are yet to come. Well, how do you know greater things are better? Better things are yet to come? Because the trump of God has not sounded. And when the trump of God shall sound, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with those that are dead in the grave, and we shall be caught up together to forever be with the Lord. That's got to be better. For this present suffering that we go through does not compare to the eternal glory that we shall yet receive. There's better yet to come. Is it bad? Yes, it's bad. I would tell you, dear friend, nobody wants to be locked up in their home and having to wear masks and having to social distance and not be able to. Listen, I am a man. I love shaking hands with men. I want to reach out and shake men's hand and say, God bless you. I love you. I hope you're doing okay. All this social distance, elbow bumping and toe bumping and knee bumping. Listen, that's gone crazy. I don't like that. But better things are yet to come. We can't be living in the past. We got to live for God now and in the future. Look for what God's going to do for our children, our grandchildren. He said, Pastor, our grandchildren are not going to have an America to live in. Jesus didn't live in America. The apostles didn't live in America. If there is no America tomorrow, dear friend, I'm going to tell you, God is alive and forevermore. God's in control of this. Quit looking back and look forward. All them conflicts that you done had and fussing and fighting with your family members and feuding, and you keep digging them up and pulling them out, digging them up, put those things behind you, dear friend. Hurt people hurt other people. Don't look back at old victories. This is where most of us live. We look back at those old victories. And we go, man, look what I've done. I've arrived and I have achieved for God. Really? Look what the great Apostle Paul said in Philippians. Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. Look what it says here in verse number 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, this is Paul, the great Apostle Paul. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the old victories. Thank God for the times that we achieved good things for God, and God used us to do some wonderful things, dear friend. But don't get to the point where you look at those victories and say, well, I've arrived, I've achieved. No, dear friend, we got to forget those things and press on, look forward to the things that are here. And we're looking unto the author and finisher of our faith. Dear friend, look on the fields that are ahead. When this is all said and done, dear friend, and we join ourselves together back as a church, I know some of you are just thinking, oh, Lord, preacher just rubbed his eye. Oh, Lord, I've washed my hands, dear friend. I don't even have fingerprints no more. Listen, look toward the cross. Listen, we got to be careful that we're ready to jump in there and start caring. Start caring for the community, our neighbors, and those, I'm talking spiritually, Thank you, church. Thank you so much for helping your neighbors and making sure they are cared for and they need something. God, you know, praise God for that, dear friend. But I'm going to tell you, when this is over, we got a spiritual war still ahead of us. And don't think for one moment this isn't a spiritual war. Don't think for one minute. We need to go back and ponder Job. We need to go back and read over Job just for a little bit. How do we know? How do we know that there wasn't a meeting in heaven? And the devil says, all those Christians, they won't serve you if we just lock them out of their churches. Huh? And God said, have at them. How do we know? We don't know that. Job did not know what was going on in heaven. All Job knew is he woke up with boils on him. All he knows is all of his kids were dead. All he knew that all of his servants was dead. All of his animals been stolen. All he knew is he had three friends looking at him and just staring at him and just looking at him. And the next thing you know, his wife. He didn't know God had allowed this. We do not know what God is doing. Quit limiting the hand of God and look forward and quit looking back. Look ahead. I declare unto you the best is yet to come. Even if persecution gets worse. Even if they come and put chains on our doors and we can't meet them, the best is yet to come. Because in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, this old body's going to be changed because of faith in Christ. Because I'm a child of God. Dear friend, I'm going to walk on a street of gold. I'm going to go through a gate of pearl. I'm going to live in a mansion made by Christ Himself. The best is yet to come. That ought to help us, dear friend, to understand that this isn't the time to murmur and complain. This is time to look to God and see what He's doing and that we might be used as God's people during this time. Look to God. Don't look back. Don't look at them old sins that you have been forgiven for. When they're brought up, God says, what sins? What are you talking about? You just make sure you're faithful and just to ask for forgiveness. Because He's faithful and just to forgive. Don't look back at defeats that are always getting you down. Times that you said, I'm gonna read my Bible through. I'm gonna pray more. I'm gonna pass out more tracts. I'm gonna spend more time with family. I'm gonna gain this goal. I'm gonna get this promotion. I'm gonna work hard and show my employees that I am worthy of this. And it didn't come. Don't look at those defeats and let them get you down. Quit looking back at those days of yesteryears and say, boy, they were sure better back then than they are now. The preachers back then were greater back then. What? The Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit no more? I don't know what we're looking for, dear friend. Quit looking back at those conflicts with everybody that you've had in the past. Rehashing them, arguing them over and over, over in your mind. Quit looking at all those victories and pumping yourself up. We need to decrease and allow Christ to increase. We got a lot to do, church. A lot to do. Let's listen as Haley plays a little bit, then we're going to close in prayer. Ladies, don't forget to meet with Sister Kim on FaceTime. next online service will be Sunday morning at 11 o'clock here in the pastor's study. Be in prayer for our nation. Be in prayer for our city, our state, elected officials, the health officials that are helping them make decisions. Let's close in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for how much you have blessed. Thank you for this time we've got to spend together as a church family. Thank you, nobody in our church up to this point has been contracted this virus. We pray, God, a hedge of protection around them that you'd keep them safe. Lord, for those that are first responders and out there in the medical field, Lord, I pray you'd protect them, keep them safe. Look over them and care for them in a special way. Thank you so much for their willingness to help during this time so that we can be kept safe. Thank you, Lord, for those truck drivers that are going back and forth, giving deliveries to and fro. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless.